finish up B7. Wiki Vega and other things as well. So the last thing we were discussing is Wiki Vega has a suffix, page 14. What is the din of the chol of a ben pekua? You know, the din of ben pekua is if you shecht the mother and the child is inside the womb, so then the child is nichlal in the shechitas ha'ein. So even though after you shecht the mother, you can open up the womb, and a live animal is going to come out. And it's going to be alive as can be. Yet al pidin, that's considered dead. And therefore, you could just shoot it, and then you could eat it. Because even though shooting is not a proper shechita, but it's already shechted. That's the din. Now, midrabbanan, there's a din that once the ben pekua treads on the ground, there's a din of marasayin midrabbanan that you have to shecht it properly. But that's only midrabbanan, also marasayin. No, it's dead. It's dead. Yeah, dead. Well, if he didn't, it's dead. So Rabbi Kivanger has a suffix. What's the story with this milk? The milk of the otter of the ben pekua. Because he didn't, the ben pekua is shechted. So from that perspective, we know the halacha is if you shecht an animal, that's not a ben pekua, a regular animal, and then you squeeze the udder and milk comes out, so that milk is not considered milk midaraisa. Only midrabanan. That's not considered, the chol shchuta is not chol of midaraisa. So, one hand you could say that a ben pekua, therefore, the milk of a ben pekua is not chol of midaraisa, and therefore you could be midaraisa, you could cook it the basar, because it's not milk. On the other hand, you could say that no, because the drash in the Gemara is osvah shel gedim chalev imo, v'lo b'cholev b'chol shkuta, because it's not royal yos aim. But here, the mice says royal yos aim, because it could still have a child, it's alive. So even though pidin is considered shechted, so there won't katayna that the milk is still regular milk, which is probably the pashtus. But Rabbi Kivager says a pilpul, which I don't think it's, I understood what he was saying was he quotes at the end of the piece, he says to look in the Shar HaMelech. So I looked up in the Shar HaMelech to see what the exact raya was, and this is the raya. The Gemara says in Bechoros, Adav Vav, has a discussion of what's the mocker that milk is mutter? Because maybe milk, as Shechter pointed out, should be Eiver Menachai. Because it's coming out of the animal when it's alive. So it's like Rav Shechter pointed out, it's Yotzei Min Oser of Eiver Menachai. It's not a real Eiver. So what's the heter? Why is milk butter? So the Gemara has different rias, that milk must be mutter. You know, the Pasuk Arizona is Chalav Dvash. The Gemara says, so it's not mistaber that the Torah is praising Eretz Yisrael, a land flowing of milk and honey, and milk is really drinks. So it's not mistaber. So therefore, it must be that it's kosher. Or, the Gemara says,
Why would you think that milk is kosher because it's Yotze Minhalis?
Yeah.
Any milk or
is
milk betrayed by
animals? No. Any milk. Because the animal itself is a chai. So it's coming out of a chai. So one of the teruzim that the Gemara has to prove that that milk is mutter is from the din of basar b'chalav. That we know there's a din of basar b'chalav, and basar b'chalav means that you have milk and meat. and they come together, and now they're osir, which implies that that beforehand the milk alone was mutter and the meat alone was mutter. Right? So that's the Gemara's proof. And then the Gemara has kasha, whatever. But that was one of the proofs. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says that that proof, I mean, this is, you know, a pil. This is what it's called, a pil. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that, no, the Gemara could have schlugged up that proof and say why. That maybe what? Maybe the Pasuk and Chumash of Basar B'Chalav, which implies that the milk is mutter and the meat is mutter, is only talking about a chalav of ben pekuah. Right? Because in the Chanami, all other milk is also, because it's Tevah Berachai, but a chalav of ben pekuah is considered shechted, al pidin, so then it's not even Berachai. So therefore, it's... So therefore, that milk would be mutter, because it wouldn't be Eivim Merachai. And therefore, you need a pasuk to tell me, but basar b'chalav of that milk is asa. But any other milk is pashat that it's asa. So why did the Gemara... So the Gemara could have given that... So Shar Melch said, no, the Gemara couldn't have given that, because if you would have said that the milk is considered... not Eivim Menachai because it's shechted, but really all milk is really osur, but ben pekua is mutter because it's shechted, so therefore that's the milk that the Torah is talking about. But if it's shechted, says Shar Melech, then it's not milk, because it's a chal shchuta. So if once you're telling me the shchita is helping that it shouldn't be Eivim Menachai, then the shchita should be helping that it's not milk, and therefore you can't say that that's what the Torah is talking about when it's talking about basar b'chalav. So you see from here that they're assuming that since it's shechted al pidin, it's not Eivim Menachai, but it's also not milk either, because. And therefore, that's why the Gemara couldn't have said this whole cheshbon. It's not milk midaraisa because it's chol shkuta. It's not a din milk, so you can't say. Therefore, that's what the Torah is talking about ben pekua, because in other words, all other milk is really Eivim Menachai. The chol ben pekua is what the Torah. That it becomes also al basar b'chalav, right? Because it wouldn't be a din of Eivim Menachai, because it's shechted. But if it wouldn't be a din of Eivim Menachai when it's shechted, it wouldn't have been a din of milk either, because it's shechted, because it's chalav shkuta.
So that jump from saying that mutter milk of chalav shkuta to say it's not chalav shem milk at all.
No, it's not a jump. He's saying, in other words, since it's shechted, the ben pekuah is considered shechted from before al pidin. So normally you can't say the milk comes out of it is Eivim Menachai. So that's why you need the pasuk in Chumash to answer that milk al pasuk b'chalav. But the Shar Melech saying, but once you're saying that milk is not Eivim Menachai because it's shechted, then it's not going to be considered milk midaraisa for the din of pasuk b'chalav because it's chalav shkuta. So Mamela, you can't. That's why the Gemara couldn't have said this. This cheshbon. That's why the Gemara didn't say this cheshbon.
And therefore, since
it's chalav shkuta, chalav shkuta is not chalav midaraisa to be violating basar b'chalav. So that is the okay. It's a pilpul. It's a pilpul. But it's good to heal Kapulim sometimes, because, you know, and the circles that, the learning today, you know, all the briskness, it was, you know, anti-pilpul. But it's good to, but the learning of all the thousands of years before that was, of the Zechron was Derech Pilpul. Today, people don't do it. It's not because there's such big briskers, it's because to do pilpul, you have to have a broad range of you know, of knowledge. You see, in the brisket derech, I'm not saying that the original briskets weren't big, you know, among them themselves, but you just deal with that one line, and you try to analyze that one line. In the Polish derech of the Avnei Nezer and the Chalkas Yoav and all these things, as we saw, you have to know Hilchas Ribbis to say Pshat and Hilchas Malicha, and you know, it's a whole, it's a whole thing. So, what can I tell you? Okay, that is Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Shah Melch. Okay, now a couple of more things here in this packet before we get to the next packet. Now, there is a question that the Prima Godim has on page 20. Says the Prima Godim, Dov Hamami de Lobotil, who gamkin be the Rabbanim. There was this whole din that if I take a piece of the stomach of an avela and I put it in a vat of milk is much more than shishim, more than mayan. And now that little piece of stomach makes cheese. So it's mamid, it changed the form of the milk into cheese. So what's the halacha? I can't eat it. Because I'm eating, it's like eating nevela. Because the stomach was nevela. Because the stomach was nevela. And because Dover Hamamid is not bottle. So it means even if you have Shishim Keneged, the Dover Hamamid, it's not bottle. So let me ask you a question. So then, so what kind of din is this? You have Shishim. And once you have shishim, it should be batal. So it's a din derabanan. It's a din derabanan. Because you can't say it's batal. Because look, it changed the whole. You can't ignore its presence. It's a little piece of thing, but a little piece of thing made a revolution to the whole vat of milk. So midrabanan, you can't eat it, even though you have shishim. If you didn't have shishim, then it's a din, it could be a din d'oraisa, because you don't have shishim. But since you had shishim, it really should be batel, but since it's what a dover hamamid, it changed the form. So a dover hamamid is ain't a batel, because, as I said, midrabanan, you have to view it as if it's there.
Why do we say it's
bitul issu l'chatchila anyway? Why isn't it bitul issu anyway? That is going to be the question of the Heilger Rabbi Kiveger. Right? Rabbi Kiveger is going to ask this question. How do you ever make cheese with rennert, or, you know, the stomach of a thing? Isn't that Eim Avatl Masil Chathila? So that's going to be in supplement this important tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger. But that's a it's a separate question. We'll get to that today, tomorrow, next week. We'll see. It's okay. He says, "Vavel man de Omar b'taymo havim in haTorah." There is something that has tam is min haTorah. In other words, as we discussed, what's like Milsa Davida the timer, right? Milsa Davida the timer means that it has time even beyond Shishim. Is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan, if you remember? There was a Ran and it's a Heter, if you remember, and the whole discussion. So he says, but that din is because there was tam. Here there's no tam. In other words, you're going to taste this cheese, it's not going to taste like meat. It's not going to taste like the vela at all. But l'maisa, you can't say it's bottle because it changed some. Midrabana, midaraisa, we say, yeah, it's bottle. L'maisa, we don't care about the other things. We care about, is there a taste or not a taste? Ah, you change form. Oh, you change form, big deal. That's a whole drabana svara. Mode of imami deim botam. El hoil puloso nikar gazru be rabana. That since puloso is nikar, it shocked something. It transformed, transformative effect on it. I mean, the Gemara has a lashon. If you look in the Gemara on page 18 of the Rizalim Hayim now, he says, "Abri Hakha Kavan to Ukme Kamukim Kashiv La Kaman to Isla Yisura Be'enik." It's like a be'ed. You mean this is similar? In other words, something is mamed. It's like a be'ed because, again, even though it's not, you can't see it. But look, it changed the whole form. It's similar to what we saw in the Rashba, that by tam ki ikir, since you taste the tam, that's ki ilu the isus be'ed, right? You remember that Rashba that we saw? There was a marshan, marsham, about what you have to know about. Okay, jutsu. So the same thing over here. It's like a be'ed. It's really not a be'ed, so it's only a din d'rabban. Then he tells you to look at the Magen Avraham Hilchas Pesach. Oh. And he wants to say that the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach says that maybe according to the Torah, it's a real din d'oraisa, don't remind me. So it's never too late to learn Hilchas Pesach. We'll be early for next year.
It's a shame.
Face of shame. Shaney. Never too late to learn Hilchas Pesach. So what should we do? We should look at the tour on page 23. So take a look on page 24, really. Second line. Maisa, not Maisa Rabbi Kiva, but Maisa Be'echad, Shehemi Givinos Bechala de Shikra. There is a person made cheese with what? The vinegar of beer. So he was mamid the cheese, take milk, and put this vinegar of beer that has the acidic quality to it, and it transformed the cheese, the milk into cheese. So can you eat it on Pesach? That's the story. Or can you even keep it in your house on Pesach? So Maaseh Bechad Shehemid Givinos Bechalo De Shikra V'Osor Rabbeinu Ravon Lashosam B'Pesach Kevin De'ukmi Mukim Choshiv Kimo Be'Nayhu. Right, we saw that there's a discussion, right, we learned that last that the shiur on whiskey. Yeah, a lot of people came over to me that they listened to the whiskey shiur, you know. People like Shira whiskey. It was good to speak about whiskey. So we started off with the discussion of whether you have taruvas chametz, whether you're allowed to keep that in your house, right? Rashi says, "El ovrin" means ovrin min ha'oil. You got to get rid of it. The Rebbe Tam says, "No, ovrin means what? Ovrin min ha'shulchan." But you could keep it. But we assume it's ovrin min ha'oil. So if it's taruvas chametz, so then he can't even keep it. So the Ravon says that this fellow that was mamid made a gevina on Pesach, before Pesach, he made a gevina with the beer, chametz stick of beer. So it's considered be'ein. It's even worse than a taruvas. It's considered be'ein. And for sure you can't, even according to Rabbi Natan Shita, you can't keep it in your house. And this Ravon is here. What page? 19. Says Ukvar Ukvar Ira Maisa Bimir Maisa Behudi Echot Shabishal Dvash Behachmitso Bishamre Dvash Shabishal Kalashano Udvash Risha Shabishal and Chumitz Bishmarim Shal Shecher. So the Dvash had Shmarim Shal Shecher in it. That Shabishal Atayer Chabesh Avalav Pesach, or not. He says, what are you talking about? This is called a Be'ed. He came, Lama, Lo'asar Abahanom, Mishim, Deleis, Alisur, Be'ed, Deha, Moriz, the Rabbanu, Lo'asar Abahanom, my time, Lama, Mishim, Deleis, Alisur, Be'ed, Hasim, Kevin, the Ukbe, Isur, who become Mokbe, Lama, Chashav, the Isur, Kamam, the Isur, Be'ed, Alma, Hakevish, Amabit, Bo, Havik, Ilu, who Be'ed. So it's be'en, so you can't get any coolers that, you know, like by chametz shavah lo pesach is the discussion. That's if it's taruvas chametz, maybe there's no chametz shavah lo pesach, etc. But this is not, this is mamish be'en. This is mamish be'en. So that's what the Ravon says, and the Ravon is quoted by the Tur, and then the Tur is quoted in the Magen Avraham. The page is the one in the Brahm. Yeah, page 26. Shezul Chav, Sheikh Hashem Ulti Michitim, the Saorim, Hayavim Lawaro. Chaynim Hemid Yvinus, Bechala. So the Mechaber says you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of the cheese. Says the Magen Avraham. Afil yesh b'shishim neged achala lo batil. The dover ha'mamir afil velf lo batil. The chasav ha'b'isr b'heter. The midraisa batil. El midrabanu nasa. Because the whole thing is only a din mamid, so that's only a din drabana. But a vatur kasa of the chashid kibo be'enei, So he wants to claim the Magen Avraham, the Pshat and the Torah, it's a Daraisa. Masha, this really is a Daraisa. Then, okay, we'll have a Tzarech Levaro Lodaito. Because the Torah, the Shitaso, holds that something that's only Midrabanon, you don't have to be Mevar. So by the fact that the Torah, the Shitaso, says that you have to Mevar, it must be that it's a Deraisa. And the Yamsha Shlomo Cholek Pasuk Dover Hamamid Batal Chomet Al Pugum Moshul. So this is the this is this discussion whether Dover Hamamid is only a din Derabanan or is it a din Daraisa. So he wants to claim the Magen Avraham is it's a machlokas. Now you could say that it's only derabanan and you still have to revire something that's derabanan. It's only he's saying it within the Torah l'shitaso. Yeah, if you look in the Machtzis HaShekel on page 28 in the bottom, he says. So that's this discussion. Okay, so that is the discussion. Now we can look in the next packet.
Why does the Yamshul Shlomo say, how does the Yamshul Shlomo come to the fact that the Dovah Hamad commanded that the Dovah Hamad is puzzled? The Yamshul Shlomo.
Yamshul Shlomo.
The Magen Avraham quotes.
Yeah, the Magen Avraham quotes.
He says, puzzled the Dovah Hamad is puzzled.
Yeah, then there's a. One second. So if you want to see about that, so you have to look. I understand. So, Pastor Dover, Mami, Batu, Hamid, Uncle Boy, Motla, Shosa. Dover Mamid is Bata. So he holds differently. He holds that it's Dover Mamid is Bata. And I think the pshat is he holds that all those cases that are usher only if there's no shishim.
We don't pass
it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Since a lot of people were asking about the Rebbe Kiva Eger, let's go to the Rebbe Kiva Eger. But to understand this Rabbi Kiva Eger, let us go first to the Tosis in Nida on page 21 here with a supplement. Vazogda? In the supplement. Page 21. Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to say a word. A word from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So there's a famous Tosis in Nida on Samach Aleph on the base. About shotness. Let's do Rosh Shabbos.
Beged she'ovah b'kulayim. If you have a beged that has some shatnez in it. In other words, it's a wool beged and there's a piece of linen somewhere in the beged, and we don't know exactly where it is. So it's, so to speak, lost. So they didn't have all these shatnez labs like we have today. They could find it, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, today we could, you know, have all these chemicals and things, you could find where it is. So he says, Lo yim karenu la'ove kakovim. You shouldn't give it to a goy, because then the goy will maybe give it to Yisrael afterwards. And then he's going to be wearing shatnez, and then you can't remove the shatnez because you don't know where it is. But you know there's a linen thread somewhere in the garment. And ve'inenu.
So Tosus asked the Kasha, what's the problem? We've told her, libatel baruba.
So why isn't that thread bottle? Whereas it's mixed in a jacket, which is wool. And somewhere in the jacket is this long lost thread. But, so let it be bottle.
Get the Barfina Pasof to move up. Say, I know that you never go back in your dollar, you bought a rumor. So that's his cash. So he says
a big yisoid.
He says, Yesh loymar, to lo shayach bitl barov, el ksha isim urv beheter. Halakalayim shishneim heter, v'nesar molidei tarumusum, kachoser hamaruvu kumo hamuat.
He says, bitl barov only means when you have something usser, and it falls into something mutter. So then we have all the ratios that we've been talking about in the past. But shatnez, wool is mutter, linen is mutter, right? So there's no, it's not shaykh to speak about bittel when it comes to shatnez. Because it's not bittel means a dover osser falling into a dover mutter. Go slowly, right? And then this, whatever the ratio you need, it'll be bottle. But here, it's heter v'heter. Wool is mutter, linen is mutter. So it's not shayach to speak about what?
Bittle.
To speak about bittle. By shatnez. That's Tosus Chiddush. So therefore, that one little thread that's somewhere in this jacket, so if I can't find it, I can't wear it. I know it's there, I just don't know where it is. So you don't just say, you know, go ahead and wear it's bottle. Because linen is not bottle and wool. Because linen is not a dover osser. And wool is not a, you know, that is the yisod of Tosfos. Okay? Now, take this step further. Okay.
What
So Hagon Rav Avram Kenner gives me the look and says, but if this is true, then there should never be bittel by Basa B'cholov. There should never be bittel by Basa B'cholov. Because milk, Basa B'cholov is mamish the same thing as what? Shatnez. Where did we, let's see who remembers, where did we see the distinction, the comparison between Basa B'cholov and Shatnez? Does anyone remember? Sharidura, that laughs, that if you cut off, at the Efra Lafrido discussion, right? Okay. So, Ram Kanish Lita, Shrekta Aizen Akasha. He's saying if that could be the case, then there should never be a concept of bittel by Basa B'cholov. Because the whole yisod is bittel means there's a dover issa that fell into the dover heter, it's bottom. So then, according to this, just like one thread in the suit that you can't find anymore is asering, so one tipas chalav should aser the whole kedera, even if there's more than shishim, because there's no din bittel. Now, obviously, that would go against the whole Shas, Shulchan Aruch, everything. So, you can't say that. Some things you just can't say, because it's against the whole Shas. So what's the answer?
Darshan
from a posuk.
I assume you darshan it from a posuk, that posuk makalal is different.
Why is it? So what's the vort?
Each
time is on his mother, but then when the tahun is mixed, it's and if they're bittle, then there's no mixture of taste.
Right.
So that's what you're saying. In other words, it's not a din bittle. It's a din, the Torah asks the seed of cholov and the basa and the cholov. So mamela, when you don't have, if it's more than shishim, it's not mutter because of bittle, it's mutter because there's no nesinas tam. But here, when it comes to my coat jacket, there's no din tam in my coat jacket. So Mamela, that's what Rabbi Kiva, we'll see it inside. So that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to explain the pshat, that based on this tosis, you have to explain that what? That the din of shishim by basam cholov is not midin bittel, it's just midin nesinas tam. The Torah asks the tam. So when you don't have the tam, it's not pshat because it's bottle. It's because the issa is not there. You don't. The issa is the tam. Eivazei says Rabbi Kivegi, if that be the case, then there's no concept of ein mevatel nesil lechatchila by basam cholov. Because why? Because it's not a din bittel. It's just it's not there. And the mela, that's why you should be able to what? Make cheese. L'chatchila, or la keva, even though you bring mevatel to l'chatchila. And that's his word. He's going to ask a kasha on it, we'll see in a second. But that's his word.
Not that in the offer, couldn't this also be a raya for the shita by bugs since the linen is a problem that you can't see it, so it should be by the bugs also in the water.
Because bugs is a dover ulcer. Bugs is the only reason bugs is not bottles is because it's a dover ulcer. So now the bug is a very tough.
Why don't we say that the Gemara doubted that Tom Kicker, Rabbi Kiva says, wants to learn, right, our little public called Oyama, that it's not a din in Tom. You see, the Bunker Hall is not a din in Tom. Right?
Where?
The fact that if you were to put a piece of meat in Chalav and you're creating a mixed Tom, has nothing to do with the Kicker Bunker Hall.
No, because it's a Tom of their official. The time was artificial.
Okay.
I don't know, my kids, they won't watch it on the computer. There's this chef, you know what I'm talking about? He shows how he, I don't know, some famous chef, they watch his cooking. No one knows what I'm talking about. I don't know, they're very into it.
Yeah. Why isn't it a difficult? Aren't you still being
the battle of the town?
You put a
tipa of the town. You're not the battle of the town. The pshat is the time didn't start.
So is the difference basically that it's not... Each is
mother
on its own, and that's why it's
not in Latinus? Yeah, exactly. It's mamish like Shatnas. It's mamish like Shatnas. As Rebbe Vega says, it's mamish like this Tysus. That it's not, there's no bittul. So what's the pshat and shishim? It's not a din bittul. This is not there. By Shatnas, there's no din tam, so therefore it's going to remain awesome. Because the only way to make it mutter, the shatnas, is to have it in bittul. And since there's no bittul, it's going to remain isser. But here, there's no bittul, but there's a din of tam. It's not totally like shatnas, because there's no din tam by shatnas. And but the point he's going to say is therefore what? You could make it l'chatchila. Let's see this inside. This is a famous Rebbe Kivager.
We generally
assume
Rabbi Yehuda Vega, or are we
assuming
that it's still a
bit in bittul? No, I'm pumping up the Rabbi Yehuda Vega now, and then we'll have tightness on the Rabbi Yehuda Vega. But now we're in the pumping up stage. So now I'm pumping up the Rabbi Yehuda Vega. Okay, look at Rabbi Yehuda Vega. What page? Says Rabbi Kivager on page 17. You saw on page 16. It's good to know all the truths, Rabbi Kivager. It's good to die. Truths are dashing for sure, you have to know. Every Truva Sadesh. Rabbi Vega is Kedai. It's more pill. The Truva Sadesh was not so much a pill pull. Rabbi Vega is more of a pill pull person. But the Truva Sadesh is like the bread and butter of life. Good. So Simon Rei Zayin. M'chvod Yedidi Harav Rabbi Simcha. Dayin Metsuyan. Chadosh Kempner. See, it's amazing how many people, all these gedolim that we never heard of. Rabbi Kivega doesn't write tshuvas to, like Rabbi Moshe wrote tshuvas to everybody. You don't have to be the biggest. But Rabbi Kivega, Chasam Sofer, the Lord of Yehuda, all the tshuvas were written to gedolei Torah. It's just Lord of Yehuda was the gadol al kulam. You understand? But so all these gedolim that we don't even know about because maybe they didn't write svar, but it's amazing, what there was. The shoyal in the Nod of Yehuda is like a sheet. It's the sheet of the shoyal in the Nod of Yehuda. To be a shoyal in the Nod of Yehuda, you have to be a shoyal in the English Moshe. So there were gedolim that were shoyalim, but then there were people who were not gedolim that were shoyalim in the English Moshe. Different situation. So Shema Sheherek Vodo Lodun Al Gvina Shemabidim Bosam Bor Kevas Kshera Vesh Bechol Harbe Pom Shishim Neged Or Keva. Masni said Hem Mamid Bor Kevas Kshera Vesh Bechol Sintam Asura Vesh Bechol Sintam Mutter. So he says, so we make cheese with the or cave of a kshera, right? So if you make it from the vela, that's a dover mavid in a bottle. But if you make it with a kshera, it's okay. And you'll have more than shishim, kedei levata. So he says, so his question was, right, like those in Tamutta, Madal also be did Mamid, so it's not Mamid. This is not also Machmas Atzmo. But he says, I'm going to call Mokham, came to Mechavin, no sin was so called, or I'm going to call Aim of Atal Lizzo Lachatila. Right? That was the question. Is Aim of Atal Lizzo Lachatila? After the evidence,
Lamavatel Misha Bittel Bishvilo. The Chuvas Rivash, the Bittel Al Stam, Misha Yirtel Likno Tarik Misha Nasim Bishvilo. Also the Kulam. And he says that maybe we should be moicha. Hayroi with mechos piyadim lafishu misur. Omnam lev asher chakagi hugad lishu nispasha kei b'chol ha-medina. He says, but this is the practice all over. Mashari medina so yiduz lon mikamem kamashonim ve'i potsa peh ha-metzapte. He says, it can't be a tosser because Gdolei Hamorim never said anything. Rachok Lomar Shigdola Hamorim Lo Dodola Hemizeh. Is that something that's leaving Mimso Derech Heter? How can it be? So says the says from Kivega, Ine Yesh Lomar, the Basim Cholo, the Sheish Shishim, Lami Din Bittol. He says it's not a Din Bittol, Din of Shishim. Kevin the Chol Echa Bifnei Atzim Mutter. The Isser Hu Al Yidei Chibur Miachad, Lo Shaykh Yim Bittol. There's no Bittol when there's no dover osser. Milk is mutter, and meat is mutter. The shirach is osser. But so there's not din bittel, because the bittel you have to have is one component, osser machmas atzmo. Moshekos of tosis nida. Yivras la begatcha of a bukalayim. When you can read all the nochmim, talk about the batel beruba. Yishlomad lo shayach bittel beruba el sha'isu be'ur v'heter. Well, kalayim shneim hetev and asar mutaruba kachasar meru kavobot. And then he quotes the Rush. I mean, the cuts of Rush, Allah, Lo Dami, Lo Basa, B'chol. So the Rush is the one who really, I left out his name. The Rush is the one who said this next point. That so what's the pshat in Basa, B'chol? If there's no bittul by shatness because there's no Dover Isser, so then the same thing shouldn't be bittul by Basa, B'chol. Of course, of a Rush. Yeah, the Rush is in Hilchas Kilei Begadim. The Lodomi Labasim Chol Shadasa Gamke Le Tarumus, Afil Hochena Osum Shainu Nosin Tam, Shani Hosum, Derech Bishol Osir Torah, Below Mikri, Basim Chol, Below Nasinas Tam. The Torah asked Derech Bishol Osir Torah, so you don't make, you don't Mavashal if there's no Nasinas Tam, the whole point of. So if there's no Nasinas Tam, that's not Derech Bishol. The Torah asked Lo Savashal Gadi Machalevi Mo. So b'meila zochta and then he continues on page 18 the third line the kevan on the top the kevan shekein l'chor lo shayach b'basa b'chol b'chlau dey mevat l'nisser ta'lomi din bitulhu. And the law of the Messina is Tammy, Kara Lab Shame Basa Bachal of Allah. He had the Lakhor the Shara La Arab Basa. Okay, so that's what he says. So the problem is, he says, according to this, it should come out. He had the Lakhor the Shara La Arab Basa Bachal of Bishishim. That it should be, if you want to put milk in your children, your flesh of children, it should be mutter lechatchila. What are you doing wrong? But he said that this whole shtickle Torah seems to be against the poskim. Imki be'emes mistimes kol poskim u'mashkim. Why? Ayim al-gosh shulchanot Rabbah says k'zayis cholov shenofel amayim. If you have milk that falls into water, and it's the spashel b'shishim, v'chakech nofel l'gdeir, and then it falls into the cholent, the fleishik cholent, it's mutter, because it was already bottled in the water. V'shach sham, the Torah's chatez chosav, dafil l'chatchil mutol v'teir amayim l'vosar, came to kvar nispatel. But the Shach says that you can even put the water in l'chatchil, because it's already bottled in the milk was already bottled in the water. So the Ramah's mashma that now it falls into the cholent, it's okay. The Shach says even the chachil you can put it into the cholent because it was bottled in the water. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, but no one in his right mind says that you can take the milk from the milk and put it straight into the cholent, because and it'll be bottle b'shishim. It was only if it fell in the water first. So then, and then it falls, the water falls in. So that was there was bottle. What do you have to say that? Just say you could just put this so it's clear that it has to be bottle. That it's not a din in the. It's not a din that it is a din bittel, and there is a din of vein of atul and it's a lechatchila. Mashu lechatchila also l'arav v'chol v'mayim levatel l'item l'tok basar. In came, kosher came to also l'arav v'chol v'chol v'shei shishim. Tokha came in the Bashar Yisurim also l'arav v'chol 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 v'chol. So he wants to say that, we're still right, our svara is still a true svara, but that issue of the aim of atlin really shouldn't apply here, but they made a low plum because in other Yisurim, when it's really Osir, there's a din of Eim of Atlin, so they didn't want you to do that by Basim Cholov, even though technically it should be Mutter. But he says, we call Mokom Minayin Lono Levados Zos Midatena Bli Raya Me'ashas came in the Mesvara Eidu B'chal Bittul Yisur L'chadchila. But he said, but Mehechi Teisi, it's not Bittul L'chadchila, so. But, so he said, he says this beautiful Svara, and he says, but no, the Poskim did not accept this Svara. It was a beautiful Svara, that it's not a Dibittul, but you see, Beferish, the Shach, the Ramah, the Shach, you know, he says it's a beautiful Shtikal Torah with the Toysis in Nida, and the Rosh, and beautiful. But when you're going against the Shach and the Ramah, it's not so simple. Go against the Shach and the Ramah.
That's all because of low plug. We also bring the milk into the meat and beef in front.
Right, but then if that be the case, that there's a low plug, so then you can't make the cheese either.
So what's that
going to
make the cheese?
So what's that going to make the cheese? So he says, יש בו משווה עם ועדל, זה בין ועדל למסך התחיל. So he says, what's the pshat? So he says, it should be also. This is page 20, second paragraph. So he says, "Omnam, but he don't need that kolach that tera odik even the shem miavshim haor tchila at shenasa keitz." So he says that the meisim when we make milk, we'll see in the Ramah, we take the stomach, the dovra mamid, and we dry it up until it's like eitz, like a piece of wood. So b'meila, it's not.
Actual stomach, man.
Yeah. So when we avish it, so then it's not a shayla basa b'chalav. Even though the shach says l'chatchila, you don't do that. Hayin l'chatchila chashin dem alon nisi avish l'gamri. He says, "Moshe came, but then the Nadi Shishim, the Leke Yisrael, we didn't even want to have Chila. But he says, but in this case, we have shishim anyway. So, worst case scenario, you weren't miyabish at Lagamre, but it's still batal. It's only in this reign, mevadal in this chatchila, which we say many hold only in this drabbanon. So, lagabi that, you don't have to worry about the chashash of Eim. But in the end of the day, he's saying that the heta has to be. What's the heta? That's geitz. So, mail it's not.
It doesn't have the tzura of the kela anymore.
No. No, the point is that it's nipsal.
Oh, okay.
And then he quotes the Tzemach Tzedek, which we learned this Tzemach Tzedek, right, once before. What is it? The Tzemach Tzedek says that with the pouring the milk and the wine. Yeah. So in the end of the day, he says, was in there when he was died today in the fact of Minush and Novel Hatag Venus Eil. So really, he says this whole shtickle Torah, but that in the end of the day, he keeps the shtickle Torah, and he says, but the post came down, that's only me didn't look plug. But really, it is this, working with the Torah and around, the shtickle Torah is still Emes. But Lamaisa, you can't rely on it because you see the poskim held it was usher. The Ramah, the Shach, only spoke about a case where it was already the water was bottled and the milk was bottled in the water first, and then could you then l'chatchila put it in or not? So, but in the end of the day, the shtickle Torah is still there. But then you can't rely on the shtickle Torah because of the low plug. So then he has to come up with this new thing that it's the Siyabesh. But Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks about this on page 29. And he says a different word, without this whole fancy pilpul on the second arrow, he says, Daz v'shei shishim mutter gam l'chathchila, rein chayach v'zim v'atel l'misr l'chathchila, well, the idea we've talked before, it's not like you want to eat the meat. Right? In other words, we said usually you want to get, we discussed this, that you want to get hanoah. That's the example I gave. I'm hungry. So I come home and I have two, I go to my to McDonald's and I buy two hamburgers. That's all I have left. I remember one year I told you this. It was the Lel of Bedikas Chametz. And I was always makpid to do the Bedika before I eat, even in the Bedika Hamukdemis. So I know I did a good Bedika. So the time I was finished with the Bedika, the cafeteria was closed already, and I didn't eat dinner. So I went, I was very hungry, so I went to McDonald's. McDonald's was still open. And I had a meal in McDonald's. So say McDonald's only has two hamburgers left, so then there's a McDonald's down the block, right? So I'll get a McDonald's, I'll buy one, and then I'll close my eyes and take off the wrappers, and hopefully they look the same. And then Yovich B'Yovich, arbitrary bottle, now I can eat three. So that is awesome. That's Eim Avadla Nitzel L'Chathchila L'Chol Hadeus. Because that I want to get Hanoah, that's the whole point. I want to, yeah, you're not interested in getting Hanoah from, you're just using it for a side Hanoah to the Bimamid, you just want to be Mamid. That's not like getting direct Hanoah from the actual, even it is from the actual thing, but it's a side thing. And Mamela, that's what he thinks the Iker answer is. Much more Balabatish without the whole pilpul of Rabbi Kibega. And that's what he said.
Is similar to like the Matakin Vash?
Yeah, that's discussion that we've had in the past. Okay, one second. We still did not finish this packet, but we did a lot. So on Monday, Bez Hashem, we will bring out the, and then we'll also start the next one. But we still have to finish Ode Be'inyan. But we did the Rabbi Kiv Eger, the Chlokas and the Rais and the Rabbanon.
And we did this thing, and there's still more in this packet that I want you to see. But this is a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's very kedai to know and know what the problem is. And Rabbi Kiva Eger always brings it up. In other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger was honest. He said this whole beautiful shtickle Torah, and he could have ended there. But he said, but it's against the poskim.
So
you see, that's the problem. Is you knew the but you know the shtickle Torah, and you don't know all the poskim. That's not good. So Rabbi Kiva Eger knew the shtickle Torah. And then he knew the poskim. So then he dealt with it. But you can't. And he just didn't mach back the poskim because of his shtickle Torah. So he put it in.
What do the manufacturers do? They use the header of Yiddish.